We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, and now a muggy 74 degrees. A house appears to be a total loss after an overnight fire in East Wichita. Around 10:30 Tuesday night, firefighters were called to the 500 block of East OC. Battalion Chief Jim Watts Wilson says one firefighter was treated for minor heat exhaustion.
There's different rules of thumb, but it's more important that they get hydrated the day before. And then when they're here, they just have to maintenance all day long. But they say you should at least have a gallon of water throughout the shift.
The resident was not at home in that house fire in the 500 block of East OC. The Wichita City Council voted Tuesday on whether to submit a letter of interest to the federal government to be considered for funds to help finance a new water treatment plant.
If the city is approved, they will send in a formal application in 2019. The federal loan can finance up to 49% of the cost with state funds, rate increases, and other money used to help pay for the rest. The council passed a resolution 6-1 with Councilman James Clendenin the only no vote. The current water treatment plant was constructed in 1939 and needs to be replaced. The city provides drinkable water for about 500,000 people in the region. The plan calls for the new facility to be constructed at the existing site in northwest Wichita near 21st and Zoo Boulevard and is projected to cost over $500 million. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A top education official says Kansas would have to phase in another $364 million increase in public school funding over 5 years to comply with a recent Kansas Supreme Court order.
Deputy Education Commissioner Dale Dennis presented his calculations Tuesday to the State Board of Education. The state Supreme Court ruled last month that a new law phasing in a $548 million increase in school funding over 5 years isn't adequate under the state constitution, but it gave legislators until next spring to fix it. Under Dennis's calculation, the total increase would exceed $900 million. The court said the new law should have provided additional funds to cover inflation and noted that the average rate was 1.44% from the 2010-11 school year through 2016-17. Dennis used that average in his calculations. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
On the final day of June, 55-year-old Eula Duncan was found dead inside her apartment in southeast Wichita near Harry and Rock. Police officer Charlie Davidson says a suspect in the case is now in custody.
Officers located and arrested a 59-year-old male in reference to this incident, and he was booked into jail.
That suspect arrested Monday evening in South Wichita. He's being held on $750,000 bond on suspicion of second-degree murder. Police believe Duncan and a man she knew got into an argument that ended with him hitting her with an object. People knew about her injuries, but she did not come out of her apartment for several days before police were called to check on her. People in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, felt the rumblings of an explosion filled with smoke and flames due to a gas leak. The area is about a half mile away from the city hall, which will be closed until further notice. Police Lieutenant Kevin Konopacki has more.
We've also expanded the evacuation area to a half mile, so we're no longer in a five-block radius. We're now in a half-mile radius. However, some of the senior assisted centers that are in close in the area, they're able to actually shelter in place because those gas mains have been shut down.
Injured people were taken to a hospital, but no deaths have been reported. President Trump's pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy has made his first appearance on Capitol Hill.
Republican leaders and President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh meeting Tuesday to set a strategy to help him navigate what is likely to be a heated confirmation process. Meanwhile, GOP moderate Maine Senator Susan Collins, considered a key vote, says Kavanaugh is qualified. And Republican Policy Committee Chairman Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News at night,
I would expect in the end that this is a judge who's going to be confirmed, will be on the Supreme Court for a long time.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is hoping to lead his party in unanimously opposing Kavanaugh, as well as gaining the support of two Republicans to block his nomination by painting the nominee as a far-right extremist. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The gasoline prices in Wichita still up to $2.69 a gallon. We saw those prices kind of jump up there yesterday and early yesterday, and that's where they are today. $2.69 a gallon here in Wichita. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear start to the day, there are only so many ways you can say it will be hot, but that is the case again today, likely tomorrow into Friday and the weekend. The high this afternoon, 97, 75 overnight, and 98 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, 75 degrees. On this Wednesday, July 11th, 2018, another sunny, warm day across Kansas Tuesday, just like the one before. Wichita's high temperature was 96 degrees. Normal high for the date is 92. So another hot day here in South Central Kansas. On this date, in 1804, Vice President Aaron Burr mortally wounded former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton during a pistol duel in Weehawken, New Jersey. Hamilton died the next day. This is a guy on the $10 bill. He and Burr had some sort of a... I've read a lot about this. Not really clear exactly what triggered the duel, except these guys were rivals, a couple of brilliant guys. Burr was just as smart as Hamilton, and their careers were going up, and it appears maybe that Hamilton might have said something about Aaron Burr's daughter that triggered this... this duel. Also, on this date in 1993, big day in weather history, the strongest winds ever measured at Wichita Mid-Continent Airport occurred when severe thunderstorms produced a 109 miles per hour gust. Fanning out over a 2 mile wide area, the destructive winds began near the intersection of Kellogg and Dugan, where 14 power poles were sheared near their bases. 5 aircraft destroyed, 20 were heavily damaged. Part of the roof of the FAA approach tower was peeled off and blown into the tower itself, resulting in $145,000 in damage. Right out near the airport, 109 mile-per-hour wind. That was in 1993 on this date. Wow. Officials say the first transatlantic flight by a medium-altitude, long-endurance, unmanned aircraft has lifted off from an aviation park in North Dakota. The General Atomics Aeronautical Systems drone departed from the Grand Sky Park at the Grand Forks Air Force Base Tuesday afternoon. The flight will cover more than 3,000 miles before landing in Gloucestershire, England, where the Royal Air Force is holding its centennial celebration. The aircraft is an MQ-9B Predator, which is 38 feet long with a wingspan of 79 feet. That is a big drone.
Well, yeah, it's sizable.
Plane recently flew continuously for more than 48 hours, so... apparently, it's got all the stuff it needs to make the flight.
Doesn't have to take any bathroom breaks?
No. The drone on its way across the Atlantic. Doesn't have to take any extra sandwiches like Lindbergh did when he flew across the Atlantic, right? One of the stories we're covering this morning is about the police captain who's been given probation. This is the guy who shoved the young female referee at the youth sports basketball game. And, he said he was just protecting his child. He was on the court. Something was going on with his kid, and he got out there, and he was a little upset, I guess. He denied that he pushed her, but on the video, it pretty much shows him pushing the referee on the video. But it's a bad situation. But you know what? And I'm not going to stand up for the guy, but parents get upset at some of these youth games. I mean,
what?
I have been to the point where I just keep my mouth shut. And I don't know why, because I'm not that much involved. My grandkids are out there, and it's not that big a deal, but I have to remind myself every now and then, it's a kid's game. You don't need to get upset with the umpires, the referees, but it's easy to do. It's easy to lose your cool a little bit.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, it does. And I go back to my youth when, gosh, how old were we? We couldn't have been more than 13, 14 years old when my brother and I and one other guy got a summer job umpiring Little League Baseball out in West Wichita.
And yeah, how'd that go?
These were 6 and 7 year olds.
Okay.
Probably the worst job I've ever had.
Really?
Because at that age, of course, the catchers have zero skills.
No, they can't catch a thing.
They pretty much let the ball hit you in the shins.
Right.
Or go to the backstop. One or the
exactly.
other. Exactly. So we had the shin guards,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't protect your feet much. And you'd get clobbered on the foot at least once a game. So there was that. And the kids were, you know, barely find the strike zone. And then you had the moms in the folding chairs. The moms were the worst in those days. I don't know how it is today, but the moms were. They were just, they were ugly. They'd get on to us, go on and on, but not a good job. I decided I didn't like being a referee or an official of any kind in sports because it's not the kind of job I like. How about
it takes
you, Ted?
A certain type of mentality.
You ever call balls and strikes?
No.
I've often felt that.
I would not enjoy that.
I've often felt that I wondered if the best, you know, and this happened when I was in youth baseball. One or two times this happened. They would do a game with one umpire, and he would basically stand behind the pitcher.
Yeah?
And you can see the strike zone from there, maybe better than from behind the plate. I don't know. That's why they've got all the cameras set up there, you know, in today's world. But sometimes that would happen. He'd stand up, call the balls and strike, call the bases, right?
Right.
I know.
That's what you got to do. Yeah.
But anyway, this the gentleman who's the police captain's apparently just got probation, so he's not going to have to go to jail or anything like that. Coming up on 6:18.
Well, that's why I was the official scorekeeper. That was more in my
realm. Okay. But you didn't get too many disputes there, unless you lost track of the scores. Right?
Got tons of disputes.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, yeah.
On what? Just the score? Or yeah.
Anytime you call a hit or an error,
the person
that did not get the right end of that call starts complaining.
In baseball? Oh, yeah. I can see that. Yeah, sure.
There's no way I was a hit. Or... and the other guy goes, no, it was definitely an error. I'm like, okay. It was a 50-50 call. Yeah. I made my decision.
In baseball, that's a tough one right there. All right, 6:18 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodburn. This morning, Ted.
Kansas City Royals last night trying to snap a 10-game losing streak. Royals in Minnesota taking on the Twins. Boy, I tell you what, it's amazing what can happen. Get a little offense, a little defense, a little pitching. How things certainly turn out right for some reason.
Who, the Minnesota got that?
No, the Kansas City Royals did. And big pitching performance out of the bullpen for former Wichita State Shocker Brian Flynn, called upon after Ian Kennedy left the Royals game after only 3 innings. Brian Flynn called out of the bullpen. Could he get the job done for the Royals? You heard the game last night on KFH.
He swings. It's a ground ball off the middle. Cut off by Mondesi to second one. First double play. And Mondesi went sliding on his knees up the middle to cut that off. And I tell you what, that's the third time in a week that he has taken a ball that was on its way to the outfield and just simply outran the ball. And he cut that ball off, sliding on his knees, a little backhand flip to Merrifield for a 6-4-3 double play. And for Brian Flynn, that is the 12th time he has gotten a double play. And he's a reliever. So Flynn has taken over the major league lead for double plays for a reliever. With 12.
That helps.
That means he's keeping the ball down.
Mm-hmm. Right? He picked up the win, too. Only his second win in the major leagues for Brian Flynn. The former Shocker gets the win, as do the Royals. They snap that 10-game losing streak with a 9-4 win over the Twins last night. Royals and the Twins will play the finale of that series. It's a day game. Live pregame coverage begins at 11:30 this morning. Game will start a little after noon, and you can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro baseball downtown Lawrence Dumont Stadium last night. Wichita Wingnuts pick up a win. Beat the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks 8-3. Three-hour game. 1,300 fans on hand as Wichita's won 3 out of 4. Wingnuts and the Redhawks will finish up their series. This will be a day game as that will start at 11:05 this morning. Day baseball downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium during this homestand for the Wingnuts. We have playoff soccer in town tonight. It's the semifinals of the NPSL in the Heartland Conference. The number one seed league, the conference champ, FC Wichita, taking on the number 4 seed, St. Louis Club Atletico. That'll be at 7:30 tonight at Trinity Academy Stadium in East Wichita. That'll begin at 7:30 this evening. FC Wichita, ranked number 14 out of the 98 teams in the NPSL. We'll see how they do in the postseason. FC Wichita at home tonight. And in minor league baseball last night, it was the day before the All-Star game in the Eastern League. That's AA baseball in Trenton, New Jersey. And former Wichita State Shocker Sam Hilliard was in the finals of the Home Run Derby. He ended up finishing in second place. He got outscored 11-9 in the final round to Debbie Gruon, who ended up winning that Home Run Derby contest. And he won the case of Case's Pork Roll.
Oh, boy.
And a championship belt. And Sam Hilliard, finishing runner-up, I guess, did not get any pork roll.
You got a hearty hand class from the judge.
But tonight will be the Eastern League All-Star Game. We'll see how Sam Hilliard, the former Shocker, does there. He's having a great season in AA for the Rockies in the Eastern League. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 621. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Todd has found a freedom of religion dispute in Illinois. Going to tell you about that. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.